September 25th, Sunday.
Braves and Marlins in Miami,
Jack Terry said as he strode in the room. Then he stopped.
Oh, hello?
If I could have posted a flashing sign warning Jack to stay away, I would have. He has no idea what's coming.
Hello, cowboy,
my Aunt Winnie said haughtily.
And you are?
Detective Jack Terry, ma'am. Atlanta PD.
So you're a cop, cowboy.
I only wish I could see this.
No, ma'am. Just a plain old cop. Really? And how do you explain those boots?
I bought them? I'm sorry, are you a friend of Marigold's?
I'm her aunt, her mother's sister, although Carrie and I are nothing alike.
Okay, he said carefully. I didn't mean to intrude on your visit. I sometimes stop by and watch the Braves games with your niece.
And I understand that's not all you do with my niece.
Excuse me?
You gave her this scarf?
Yes, that looks like the one I brought as a gift.
It has teddy bears on it?
Uh-huh.
He was talking slowly like someone would speak to a child, or to someone who's unstable.
Because of the baby.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere,
Winnie said.
Huh? Listen, I thought it was cute, but I don't know much about these things, so if it's god-awful, you can toss it. My feelings won't be hurt.
So this is your first child?
Oh, God. Sorry, God, I'm not supposed to be taking your name in vain, but this is so good.
He grunted.
Yes. How did you find out about it?
What? Okay, now I'm confused.
Ah-ha!
Winnie shouted, and I'd heard her say it enough to know she added a flourish with her finger.
So you admit it?
Yes. Believe me, it's not something I'm proud of, but I'm not going to turn my back on my responsibilities.
Why is the girl in the coma the only one in the room making sense?
Well, it's a good thing, cowboy, because her family expects it.
His feet shifted. Do you know Liz?
Who?
My aunt asked.
Liz Fisher. The mother.
I'm sorry, whose mother?
The mother of my child.
Oh, I get it. Jack got somebody knocked up too. Winnie gasped.
You're having two children with two different women? What? Wait, no.
I pictured him holding up his hands.
What woman are you talking about? Marigold, of course.
Please, God, let me open my eyes for this. A strangled noise sounded.
You think I'm the father of Marigold's child?
Yes, I do.
Jack scoffed.
No offense, ma'am, but where did you get a cockamamie idea like that?
She told me.
Marigold told you.
Actually, she told a friend who then told me.
Did she wake up and start talking and no one told me?
No.
I have a friend who's a psychic and she talked to Marigold.
While she was comatose.
That's right. And my friend asked Marigold the identity of the baby's father, and she said, Spurs.
Spurs? Is that supposed to mean something?
Spurs! Cowboy.
And when I started asking around, you were the only cowboy type in her life.
Seriously? That's how you made the leap that I'm the father of her baby?
And the nurses said you come to visit every Sunday, and it just seems strange.
She sighed.
It made sense at the time. Why do you come to visit Marigold?
I investigated, am still investigating her accident. I came in one Sunday and it was quiet and I put the Braves game on and I don't know, it just felt good being here. I've heard that having activity around is good for coma patients. I thought having the game on was better than the quiet and that terrible music they always have playing, but I'll leave you alone so you can visit with your niece.
Oh, no, Winnie said. I heard the familiar rustle of her humongous purse. I've done enough damage here for one day, she sighed. I hope Marigold didn't hear her aunt make a fool of herself. I'm sorry, Detective Terry. Enjoy your game.
When the door closed behind Aunt Winnie, Jack exhaled noisily.
Phew, Marigold. That was interesting.
He dragged a chair over and began setting up for the game. When he was settled, he popped open a can of soda.
Did you get that? I have a kid on the way, too.
I got that, Detective.
Scary as hell.
Yep. He sat and listened to the first few plays, and when the game broke for a commercial, he grunted.
I talked to the ADA yesterday. Tough break about Young's results coming back lower. But if he wasn't drunk, I don't want to see him charged.
Neither do I.
I heard about the anonymous tip that the lab was paid off. I don't put much stock in anonymous tips. It could be anyone who has a beef with Keith Young. But the DA's office will look into it. Don't worry about it. You just need to get well and be there for your baby.
Roger that, Detective. You're going to be a good dad. I feel for the mother, but the kids got it made.
He sat and listened to the game, occasionally offering commentary, but mostly just listening. In the top of the ninth inning, his phone rang.
Terry,
he said.
You don't say. I'm at Brady now. Oh, just visiting a friend. I'll find him and take his statement. Later.
He disconnected the call and stood up with a sigh.
Gotta cut it short. Someone assaulted Keith Young. Beat him pretty bad from the sound of it. Ambulance brought him here, so I'm back on duty. Later, coma girl.
It sounds as if someone believed the rumor that the lab was paid off and decided Keith Young was going to pay. My boss's parting words during his last visit came back to me. That football player is going to get what he deserves for what he did to you, one way or another. Mr. Palmer had plenty of ex-cons on the payroll to do any side job he deemed necessary. And in a previous Skype call, my brother Alex had mentioned an army buddy of his in Atlanta had offered to dispense a little street justice. Had Alex called in a favor? Or maybe a vigilante had taken it upon himself to right what he considered to be a wrong? Except, what if Jack Terry was right? What if Keith Young hadn't been driving drunk, and the anonymous tipster was someone with a beef against him? Another player, for example, or a jealous ex? The person could have set things in motion with a phone call, then sat back and watched things happen.